Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to Sedona Spotlight, where each week my co-host Dariel Archer or I will feature teachers, healers, visionaries, and other notables in their field from mystical, magical Sedona, Arizona. Sedona Spotlight is here to shine its light on you so anyone, anywhere, or anytime can experience the amazing energies emanating from the sacred red rocks of Sedona, Arizona. You can also lighten up live from Seattle and vicinity in the Washington state every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. on the dial, or listen live online from anywhere in the world at 12:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time by clicking the Listen Live link at SedonaSpotlight.com. Well, today, Dariel and I are going to start the new year off together, and we're going to continue our tradition that we started with the Natural Choice Network of having Robin Alexis, who is also host of Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets, also on Alternative Talk 1150, is joining us as well to talk about New Year's evolutions instead of resolutions and energy updates for the coming year. And boy, is 2022 looking like it could be the perfect year to evolve. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you, Martha. It's wonderful to be here.
It's such an opportunity, and I'm just, I mean, for this is amazing. Thank you.
Robin, let's start with you. What are the energies you're feeling for this year?
Well, I think that people are still, including myself, are wrapping up some older codes, let's put it that way, that, you know, we need to lay down and walk away from, you know, like they're done. So if they're undone, it doesn't matter. They just didn't bake. They're done. Fold up those soul things and move on to what's actually presenting in the presence and into the future that gives our soul joy.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because everyone kept talking about 2020 as being like the perfect vision. And I think what it did is it brought everything into vision. So everything that was unseen was suddenly not just seen, but just totally in our faces. And just like you have to feel it to heal it, you kind of have to see it to believe it. I think that everything that's come up, like you said, now it's time. It's just like, well, we've had 2 years to digest everything that we're looking at in full view. And now it's time to act instead of react.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So Dariel?
I totally agree. In fact, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm going to offer a free class called Active Affirmations. It's like no more thinky talky. Let's get to the doy part. Yeah, thinky, looky, and doy. And we've been lightweight on the doy over here, you know. So, you know, my husband goes, oh, gosh, it's Christmas time. She's going to rearrange the house again. She goes, she's feng shuis it all the time. It's like, oh, my gosh, what am I? He goes, I go to bed and I notice my house and goes, I wake up and I wonder where I am. And you know, we haven't drank yet. And he goes, oh, my gosh, you know, so.
Well, it's interesting because it's 2022 and 22 is a master number. And Robin and Dariel, you might want to talk about master numbers a little bit. And I think, you know, it's like stepping into mastery is stepping into action, and any action without intention, you know, is basically a reaction. So I think the intention piece of it is really, really huge. And really the time in 2022 to really, you know, confidently just step into our own mastery.
I think last year we had hard conversations with ourselves, and now that we've had those, you know, what is that next step? What is the habit? My hard conversation was, you have a lot of really great habits, Dariel, but your consistency needs to be addressed somewhat. And, you know, and I look at it and I, you know, and I do it, and, you know, it's like things that I want, I book them out a year. Like I have two break sessions in my day every day. It's booked out for a year in my phone calendar. And whatever I want, if it's in my calendar, if I do it, it doesn't get done. And for me, it's that hard conversation was how to get myself to that next level. And mastery is being consistent. You know, you don't really get good and master something unless you keep at it and practice and integrate it as part of your life. And it's up-leveling your life and your thoughts and your habits.
Yeah. And mastery, it doesn't mean perfection. I think the best part of being a master is like, you know what? Everything is perfect. imperfectly perfect, you know, as long as we're learning and growing for it. There's no perfection in mastery. And that's the first thing a master will tell us, I think.
Well, and they all have senses of humor, like all the mentors and masters I've studied with. They're very childlike and have humor, and they find the differences between, you know, what is perfection and what is fun. And it's like, oh, that's way too hard. We're going to have fun. I may be good 80 or 90% of the time, but this time over here, and it's whatever happened in that moment is perfect. And it is a mastery. And they flow, they have fun every moment. They're being the best they can and they're sharing, but there's this sense of joyful playfulness, regardless of where they are. They're just in that moment enjoying. And that's where I want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Robin, what do you want to add to that?
Well, I do feel that if we think perfection is the goal, that that is a form of self-sabotage.
Yeah.
And like so resolutions. So I really appreciate this conversation immensely because, you know, I think that as a child, I remember not even wanting to try something because I was going to get ridiculed. There was like no room to even develop the art of learning something new in a fun way.
Yeah. And that's where all the creativity and imagination comes from, which is, you know, like we were saying, that's the best way to evolve.
Playfulness, because there are no judgments, and whatever you do, it lights up a different part of your mind. When you don't, it's like, oh, well, I should be perfect and I should know this and I used to do that. We shut down. There's no, you know, it doesn't open. It, you know, it implodes, not explodes with creativity and you draw in different people that, you know, I found more people by, you know, I go into the stores like at Christmas time and they have all those musical cars and I sit there and like play them all and I'm over there laughing and laughing, you know, and people come, it's like, what are you laughing? It's like, oh, this is great card. It's like really, really good. So, you know, that's one of the fun things I do is those musical cards. They're so fun. And what they say, it's like, we have to interject more of that. We have to have an infusion of playfulness and fun this year.
But yeah. And I think that, you know, trauma, you know, and childhood trauma and like Robin, what you were saying, how this idea of perfection and, you know, if we weren't going to do something right and then you get ridiculed for it, that you know, it really starts to set up a lot of traumatic patterns when we're young. And those are those things that start out picturing when we become adults and we're wondering where all these triggers are coming from. And I think that's a lot of what came up to the surface over the last couple of years when people spent more time with themselves and they're really starting to go, wow, you know, and looking inside more. And I think as everyone started doing that more too, they started realizing, wow, you know, we've all been traumatized and we're just reacting to each other's trauma. And I think there's so much great information. There's so many resources out there right now. Like in the past, I mean, it's just like, gosh, you know, you just had to buck up and, you know, pull up your bootstraps and suffer. And, you know, there was really no way out, but I think there's so many more people with all these, you know, like Black Lives Matters and all these other movements and the She Movement, everything was just like kind of coming out and people were realizing that's like, yeah, you know, we've been wounded, we've been injured. And instead of like throwing it back, you know, there was enough time to step back and it's just like, well, wow, how can we empower and heal ourselves? You know, so we aren't triggered by some of these people that are just triggered by their trauma anyway, that are reacting to any of these groups as well. So I think that, you know, the time in 2022 for things to come up, there's never been more resources and so many great teachers and healers out there for everyone to tell us like, wow, let's, you know, there's help, you know, there's great classes. There's, you know, just on the internet, there's just a million things everywhere and from all kinds of different points of view. Or, you know, nationalities or, you know, whatever your faith is. I think everyone's really starting to kind of understand that this is a really universal thing and that trauma no longer should have a stigma. You know, let's get together with some compassion and, you know, start a conversation and understand that we all need healing and to give that to ourselves and to allow the space for others.
Well, I'm going to kind of tie together the card story that Darielle was speaking about and trauma that you're speaking about. When I was growing up, my parents didn't have much money. So what my mother and father would do is they'd go pick out a card at the store that they would have bought the other one. And then they took each other to the store to read the card, and then they'd put the card back. And it got to be so funny that even Bob and I have been together 21 years, and we bought each other cards the first year. And now every year we give the cards back and forth and write funny things on them. And so that was a perfect way to turn the trauma
of it. Yeah.
Yes. And you know, my mom was a genius at that sort of thing, where, you know, she could just spin on a dime and turn something into it being really funny. And that was a talent that I hope shows up a little bit more in the DNA for me, because that was a good one.
Well, and don't you find that all this, like the last couple of years of introspection and that we ask ourselves hard questions, and, you know, I was looking at, you know, it's like our house has become a place that either supports us or we're traumatized. It's like, oh God, we're all living on top of each other and we've got clutter and we've got boxes and we're not doing anything. And it's like, well, if you would do this, if you would do that, it's like, well, what if we did it together? We could get it done in half the time and have more fun for what we really want. That would be my solution.
Yeah.
You know, and to play that, it is a time to, you know, bring those hard questions to the surface. And like you said, Martha, it's just, there's so much help out there now, that places to go without the judgment, where we can work, you know, literally as team world, you know.
Yeah, well, even just among family and friends, I mean, that, you know, just the way the conversations have changed. I mean, it's like, yeah, everyone's like willing to talk about their dirty laundry right now.
That's a great song too. Dirty laundry.
My laundry's dirtier than yours. No.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is a hilarious insight that you're saying. It's like, let's make even that fun.
Exactly. And there's a great song, Dirty Laundry. It's about
there
news
is?
Stories.
What's
yeah,
that?
It's called Dirty Laundry. It's a news story. It's about news stories, you know, airing the dirty laundry.
Ooh, I gotta check that one out.
Oh yeah, it's a great song to listen to. And but, you know, it's like we're taking things that are hard, that we're so judgmental and fearful to ever bring out in the open, and we're bringing it, that if you shine a light on it, it's not dark and scary, but across that room, as long as that light switch is off, everything is scary. Any movement is scary. Mm-hmm. But when you turn on the light, it's a whole different perspective. And you know, like,
it's like everyone's got spots.
Everybody has spots. Exactly.
And even just like COVID too, it's just like, yeah, if you didn't get the first round, you got the second. I mean, you know, it's like at this point,
you get to practice.
Everybody's been, yeah, touches, like, you know.
Oh, that's great.
You know, don't feel left out. You too can have it, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it's really interesting, because even on that, you know, it becomes less harmful too. I mean, if it's gotten to the point, especially with this last wave, that it's mutated to the point where so many people got it this last one, that is kind of herd immunity. That's also kind of a herd healing. So it's another metaphor for that. So it's interesting how COVID really brought up a lot of metaphors.
So we could get to tell COVID that we get to have the last laugh.
Exactly. Well, one of my favorite sayings has always been, it'll work out in the wash.
Ah!
Don't worry about it. Once you just get it all in there, you know, it all works out.
Mine is, put it in the sunshine, let it be bleached out. It's like, man, have that fresh air dry. That's what I do. Like when there's, you know, a sunny enough day, even when it's not so sunny, you gotta make sure that they don't freeze. But, you know, throwing that stuff out there, it brings in a fresh breath. And I think that's what we're looking for, is that fresh breath, breathing in a new life to ourselves and to our friends. And, you know, like you were saying, Martha, at our get-togethers and that, just bringing in that, it's like, oh, well, that's a different perspective. Oh, I never looked at it that. I thought, oh, well, yeah. It's like, wow, I may have to do my laundry more like you do yours, you know.
Well, it's interesting too, because we're talking about how much more stuff is out there When people can just kind of find kind of online how many teachers and how many, you know, we try to bring as many as we can to Sedona Spotlight. And, you know, we're, you know, continuing to, you know, really want to make that grow. And that's why we call it Sedona Spotlight. It's like you shine a light on it. It's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
And, but it is like, even just a normal conversation too, it's like people are talking about manifesting. They're talking about, you know, a lot of these terms that people have really done some homework. You know, they're looking for, you know, different approaches and to be more intentional and to understand that they are creating their realities. I mean, that's becoming much more common conversation as well.
Yes.
You know, and in that vein, the Yavapai College is a great place in yeah. Sedona that has tremendous classes. And that one of the things that I'm working on is showing people as a free class is active affirmations, which is code word for manifesting. You know, because my phone is ringing off the hook. It's like, oh, Dario, can you give me your affirmation for this or for that or this? And I says, well, what do you really want? It's like, well, I want it in my life. And I says, well, that's not an affirmation. An affirmation is a head game. An active affirmation is you get to back to Dewey.
Yeah.
You know, always comes back to Dewey. You know, you got to do the work. And it's a great, great time. And right now we're in a Venus retrograde, which we haven't been in for a while. And it's that all of the things that would stop us from saying what we need to say is like put on hold, and we can bring it out to, you know, communicating, you know, instead of head to head, it's like having a heart conversation. I look at people now as like, you know, it's like talking to their heart, and their head is going, okay, this is some of the logic things, but it's a whole different way and level of communication of helping, yourself and others, and being aware that, you know, if you know somebody's really hurt, tread gently, but still talk about it and let them yeah. lead you to what level they can talk about it. And whatever it is, that's okay.
Yeah. Very, very important. And the, you know, leading with the heart. I mean, I think, as I said, these last 2 years, I mean, it just made people realize how, you know, how important their loved ones were to them, you know, and how to not only, you know, have important conversations, but to reach out and have a conversation with someone you haven't talked to in a long time too. So I think, you know, I think we really are poised. And intention is such a huge part of it too. And a lot of people forget, you know, hey, intend to, you know, ask for everything with grace and ease and fun and humor and, you know, because it's, you know, the frame of mind we're in with our affirmations is huge too. And so make your affirmations fun.
Absolutely have them fun and to invite you. My having lost a lot of people over the last couple of years, my feeling is you reach out to somebody, if you haven't talked to them for a while, reach out and talk to them. Are they like, just what you said, it's if you think it and it's something that moves you, then say it to that person.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the time to withdraw and feel that, oh, well, you know, I'd like to say this, but it's like, well, I'd like to say this, or, you know, I withhold it and regret it. And I thought, no, we're not going down that road. No, not happening.
Mm-mm. I wonder if the heart emoji, I don't think I've ever used the heart emoji as much as I have.
Can you wear emojis
like,
out?
The heart or the beating heart or the heart with a this, you know, like, we don't have enough heart emojis.
Do emojis wear out? like when you're texting, you wear off the numbers and letters on your keyboard and your phone and whatnot. I was like, do emojis wear out? You know, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, well, they are, you know, just, you know, great little visuals. It's always nice just to symbols are, you know, are wonderful too. And just to surround yourself with, I mean, you see a smile, you smile, even if it's an emoji or if it's, you know, somebody's face. I think, you know, as I say, we're, you know, what's infectious, what we do, what we put out, we get back. And, you know, that's another, you know, that's another master awareness.
One of the things that I do every year when I set an intention is I tithe to the universe. It's sort of like paying it forward to the universe. And so that every year I set an intention and I do something as, you know, a giveaway, whether it's, you know, to a client, to a friend or whatever, something that's of great value, and it's my tithing to the universe. And for me, that kind of sets the mode that it's like, that's the kind of person I want to be. I want to be that, you know, authentic person that I genuinely care about you, and I care enough to help you, and that I want to acknowledge what the universe has returned to me all year and for decades.
Wow. That is beautiful.
That's a great idea. Yes. Yes. You know, as I say, gratitude is the other biggie there, you know, to pull into everything. And yeah, I think it's really cool that more people are looking at those adjectives more. We've got a lot more good adjectives. We need more emojis for some of these, like for compassion and
well, gratitude. Let's make up some, let's draw some emojis. Let's have an emoji fest. Yeah. and create new emojis for it's like, you know, like maybe the, you know, the new COVID emoji has like a smile on it, says going. You know,
bro, like, I messed up too. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah,
messy. Yeah.
But see, it's that bringing that touch of humor and perspective that we've each had, and that we've looked at our wounds, we've addressed them, we're going on, and sharing them with others, it makes them less scary that we're not alone. And I think that's the big thing, that the word that I kept hearing all year, the last couple of years is, you know, I feel so isolated and I feel alone. Well, then reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reach out and touch somebody with your Zoomer, you know?
Yeah. And service, you know, when you're serving others, you're serving yourself too. I mean, it's like you're showing, you know, you value yourself when you, you know, are serving others as well. So I think that's another beautiful thing. And there used to be such, you know, service with sacrifice. That's another area that, you know, oh, okay. So if we can, you know, we need more, you know, more definitions for service too. But I think there's just, you know, just serving with the heart. I mean, just, you know, feeling love for somebody is serving.
Yes. Especially for yourself.
Yeah.
Start with yourself and then let it flow from there, which is what I'm hearing from Darielle, is that you've gotten comfortable with really understanding how to be in love, not only with yourself, but with the universe and with sharing. It's just this beautiful fluid energy flowing through you. And you found a way to create a verbal container for it. And it sounds like you're teaching some classes. So that's great.
It is my tithing lesson is active affirmation. It's if I can help one person be happy, and I'll put it on the link and in our summary, and that's a great thing, is that feeling that you want to contribute. And to me, I feel so blessed that the universe has supported me, that I want others to feel that great gift, you know, and being a participant in life, you know, get off the sidelines, get a little messy, you know.
Yep.
Have some fun. Like
flow. And I think, you know, 2022, I was, I kept putting up like my peace signs, you know, it's like, you right. Go to, it's like, oh, these are peace signs. And then at the same time, you know, when you were, you know, saying to Robin, there's a lot of stuff just to let go, turn those little peace signs into little scissors. It's like, okay, I'm going to cut off those little cords and then peace. And it's like, okay, get rid of that down there.
What a peace idea.
That's very fun. I'll have to go pull out my old peace rings and look at them and see. Well, not that middle part.
Maybe we all need to get some special scissors that are, you know, that we can pick up every now and then and just cut all around us. Like, okay, we're cutting away any cords that aren't in the vibration of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you put your, you know, your two hands up to make the peace signs with your hands, you know, and that's
right.
22, you know,
right?
And then you just go chip 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 chip.
Oh,
chip.
I love it!
Oh yeah, I like the sound effects.
Yeah, that's
gotta have sound effects.
Theater of the mind. This is great.
Well, yeah, that's why stuff pops up so quick now. It is flowing so much. It's like when that little nasty thought comes into my head, it's like, oh, click click.
Have you ever noticed when we want to release something, there's often a sound or a smell that goes with it? And it's like, okay, poof. I like, poof, you're gone. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
And animals, they, you know, they get hit by a car and they get up and they shake it off. It's just like, I think it almost sometimes miraculously heals them. It's just like, nope, I'm going to shake that off.
Yep. That's not happening. Noises.
Yep, exactly. Oh, well, it looks like we're probably coming out of getting to the end of our half hour here. So, Robin, real quick, so if people want to learn more about what you do, give us your contact information.
I would suggest they go to robinalexis.com. That's how they can listen to my archived radio shows that are on KKNW. And then they can decide whether they want to become a loyal listener and call into the show and have fun.
Yeah, because, you know, we were talking about these great resources, you know, it's like, hey, there's a lot of great radio shows, a ton of great content on Alternative Talk 1150 yes. and all the other shows. There's so many people. And, you know, if you can't find somebody that's perfect for you, I mean, that's like, there are so many different mm-hmm. wonderful teachers that, you know, just you'll resonate with somebody. And don't worry if you have to kind of play the field and then you'll find you from one to the other.
Yeah,
too.
Date it's just like, okay, you want to marry
down. I'm drifting and flowing this way, you know? So I think it's a good time. Well, we all have problems. It's the best time to be able to like take care of problems, and we're all doing it together. One big collective we.
That's true. That's very true. Oh, how fun. Yeah. What a fun group and talk today.
I love you too.
And we love you back, Robin. And our producer, Eric, is like great.
Yes. He's a gem.
He is our gem.
Thank you so much, Eric. And everyone wants to, if they want to hear a bunch of giggling again, you can find the archive at SedonaSpotlight.com, along with a bunch of other wonderful resources and information. So please check it out. Well, thanks again for joining, you know, for getting together. And it's fun to have you on Sedona Spotlight, Robin. And
thank you so much. I feel so blessed.
Oh, well, I just feel like I wish we were all in the same room, but we've found a way to do that too.
This is our new room.
We're becoming telepathy.
I'm going to change I had a yearly affirmation. It was going to be, I am willing to love everything about myself. I think after today, it's going to be, I am willing to play with myself.
There you go.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I know. I love it.
No, I really like that.
All right. Let's all play.
Let's play. Okay.
Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in and turning up Sedona Spotlight, because collectively we can all be spotlights, helping to create a brighter world and better future for everyone and anywhere.